And we both looked up at the TV and we saw Jim Miller's fat
And it
face.
continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger and sweatier and bigger and sweatier. I can't get enough of it. He's the highlight of preseason for me.
Jim Miller and Pat Kerwin cover the NFL inside and out on Moving the Chains.
Let's go to Phil. He's calling us from Indiana. He's got Bears on his mind. What's up today, Phil?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me all right?
We got you.
Just want to talk to the Bears QB room for a minute. Hold on just a second. I got to go outside. Dogs barking.
Yeah, sounds like you got the rat pack going on there. How many dogs you got,
yeah,
Phil?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The little Yorkie, she's definitely a rat pack. Justin Fields needs to start game one. Have to go with the rookie Justin Fields. And
what if he's not
like
ready, Phil?
He's a smart guy, you know. He's very smart. I think he'll learn the playbook.
Well, that's fine. It's fine until he doesn't recognize the Sam Strong safety blitz and he gets his ass handed to him. I don't care how smart he is. I know a lot of smart guys that haven't been able to pick up a Sam Strong safety blitz or audible out of it or know where their hot is.
I just think if he balls out in training camp in the preseason and outplays Andy Dalton, I think you have to go with him if your job's on the line. Before you guys let me go, would you allow me to throw out a very awesome podcast for my fellow Bears fans to listen to?
What do you got?
Sure, go right ahead.
Bears fans, if you want to look for the best podcast out, Search Zero Doinks, Bill and Dan, funniest guys around. Every episode will put a smile on your face.
I'm sure Ooh. Bears fans will find it, Philip. So appreciate
Thanks,
the phone
Philly.
Call.
I can't get enough of it.
Jim Miller's fat face.
I can't get enough of it.
Jim Miller's fat face.
I can't get enough of it.
Jim Miller's fat face.
How many dogs you got,
yeah,
Phil?
Def.
How many dogs you
oh,
got,
yeah,
Phil?
Def.
How many dogs
oh,
you got,
yeah,
Phil?
Def.
Graham. Fauci. Ouchie.
Justin Fields.
This episode of Zero Doinks. Oh, the offseason continues on, and Justin Fields is still the Bears quarterback. Man, I think about him all the time, as do you Bears fans. Just admit it. We will talk about how minicamp has gone so far for him. We'll talk about Matt Nagy's plans for him. Is he going to start? What the hell? What's going on? We will also talk about all those red-hot Bears rumors. Are they going to Arlington? I don't know. We don't know. Who the fuck knows? We'll talk other NFC North news. We'll slide a little baseball in there to some gambling. Whatever. Lots. Zero Doinks, we love you. We're back.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero Doinks. Zero Doinks. Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zap Doinks! We are back, baby. It's been over a month since we've had a new episode. We may have had a guest appearance on another podcast. Dan Doinks, you look a lot healthier since the last time I saw you, buddy. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I've been working out. No, I haven't. Been drinking hams. Just kidding, everybody. You look great. Have you been doing a fake tan situation? You look bronzed.
Do I? I feel very pale. No, I've just been mowing the lawn, as the kids say. Oh, God, I'd mow your lawn all day, baby. Oh, God, that felt good.
Yeah, quick follow-up. Are you a drink-a-beer-while-mowing guy? Is that prolong the process? What do you got?
I'm not. I look forward to the immediate beer when I'm done. I have one of those mowers that you have to, like, I guess you don't have to, but you can control the speed with both hands sort of thing. It's not fancy. I'm not a fancy guy, but it helps move things along.
Yeah, no one's ever accused you of being fancy. No, Bill, looking forward to it. It's been way too long. It feels longer than a month. At least 7 months, right? It's been 7 months. Not a big calendar
guy.
At
least. Yeah, no. We definitely do not invite each other to calendar events at all. Yeah, things are going to be great. There's a lot to talk about. A lot of off-season news. Can't wait to jump right into it, starting next segment with Justin Fields' gold. God, I love him. Justin Fields is a Bears quarterback.
Rub, 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 rub. Let's talk about him.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's 13-4. Super Bowl City. Justin Fields is the man.
We have a real one? Do we have a real number one?
Fields is going to hoist it in the air again. He looks and cranks, sends it deep down the field for Wilson. Got it! Touchdown, Wilson! 42 yards from Justin Fields.
What's your comp for Justin Skyler Fields? Like, who does he remind you of?
Ooh, wow, good question. Jesus Christ is the first person that comes to mind.
Fields in trouble. Fields turning.
Please, Jesus, thank you for Justin Fields. Our Lord and Savior is possibly here. He is risen. He's here. He's Jesus Christ. He's Jesus Christ in football form. So
drafting Justin Fields is gold.
Justin, you stirred up some controversy when you got into it with some Alabama fans after the game and said, "I'm going to the NFL. Y'all have fun marrying your cousins."
We are back to Zero Bonks, the horniest Bears podcast this side of the Mississippi. Just kidding, it's Zero Doinks. This is Fields of Gold, is that what we're calling it? Justin Fields of Gold? Sorry, I slaughtered that after your beautiful, beautiful song that touched my ears and touched my soul. Bill, we're going to do some JF1 facts. You got anything for us?
I've got nothing, but man, I love this segment. It is just so good to remind us, remind our audience that we have Justin Fields as our quarterback. The heavens have opened. Moses has parted the Red Sea and Championship City, Chicago. Things are great. I have no trivia. Do you have any trivia?
I got some. I don't know about trivia, just some fun facts. I just like looking at his face. Is that weird? He always looks so serious. He looks like a serious dude. It's like a little surprise when he's cracking a smile, but I just like looking at him. He's got an interesting face. Is that weird?
He does. No, that's not weird at all. He's got interesting hair. He does have an interesting face. He's got a great body.
Amazing body.
I think about him every day more than once. How about you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're putting it lightly. It's a few times an hour, I'd say. Like, I get excited about the Bears, and Justin falls into that category. I mean, I can't wait for football season to start.
I know. It's JF1 all the time. It's fantastic. I have no apologies for the audience or you.
Oh, no, I don't feel bad about it at all. I'll tell people just out and about. I'll just say Justin Fields, JF1. Just work call, JF1. I'm sorry, Dan, what'd you say? I said JF1. You fucking heard me. Okay. Just a few quick things. A lot of people know this. Justin's sister, Jaden, played right field for the Georgia Bulldogs softball team that went to the Women's College World Series. Is that what we call it? College World Series. I don't know if you saw that he was there watching her game with a Bears hat on. Ugh. Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Wow, that is so hot. No, I totally missed that. I knew that his sister was a star athlete also. A lot of Georgia athletic bulldog history in their blood. Sorry for transferring, though. Do you think she's mad at him for that or no?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think so. She should be. She should be mad at Georgia. That's who she should be mad at. And Jake Fromm. Is that who he couldn't say? Oh, I'm Jake Fromm. Just get out of my frat house. I'm Jake Fromm. Do you know who my father is? Don't step on my loafers. I don't know. I don't know Jake Fromm at all. Is that accurate?
It sounds accurate. Yeah, Kirby Smart. I'm head coach Kirby Smart. Your name is Kirby? Come on. That's gross.
Grow up. Yeah. Grow up. It's a video game character, right? Kirby? What was he, like a fat cloud or something? What was that guy?
I think so. And then didn't he get in trouble for sexual harassment as a Minnesota Twin?
Kirby Puckett, man. Yep. Triton College. Triton Junior College, right? Wasn't that where Kirby spent a stint in? I don't know. My old man played hoops there for a short while.
Ah.
Okay. Let's...
That's trivia for the audience.
There you go. There you go. Dig deep into that one. All right. So, you know, I think last time we talked about JF1's dad, Pablo Fields, who I'm mildly obsessed with. I found his Twitter account. He's at Snooka55. Let's take that first. What do you think that means?
It sounds like something I couldn't say and get away with as a very white person.
Okay, that's funny because I think of Snooki from Jersey Shore. Maybe he's a big Snooki fan, but he doesn't want people to know it. And he also was 55 years old when he created the Twitter account. I don't know. I don't know what any of it means. His profile picture is of his family. So I was like, is this really Pablo Fields? But it's the entire family. By the way, Justin has a younger sister who I think is still in high school, but she appears to be a very highly recruited hoops player. I mean, just championship pedigree all over that family. Pow! I don't know why I said that.
50. Maybe his dad's a huge Lance Briggs fan also. Is that possible?
I heard not Lance Briggs, but his barbecue restaurant in California that's no longer open. When he couldn't practice.
Hey, Coach Trestman, can I get off week one? I got some ribs that need to be cooked.
It's my favorite part of that era when Briggs and Brandon Marshall said, hey, we're going to go ahead and skip practice every week to do our own thing. And Trestman's response is, do what you think is best for the team. And both of them said, yeah, okay, we're going to go do that. It's my favorite. I love it so much.
And the fact that, wasn't there a rumor that Trestman didn't have the balls to face the team face to face in meetings? He always had to turn his back because he was such a pussy.
I didn't know that, but it totally makes sense. Man, that was a weird time, huh? Trestman, but maybe the most unlikable Bears team in my lifetime was his last year.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys. They were they're just terrible characters on that team.
The worst.
Anyway. All right, back to Pablo. So I was doing a deep dive in his Twitter account. It's pretty tame. I went back a ways to I'm going to find something real problematic and I'm going to love it. Not at all. Very tame, very supportive parent stuff. His banner pic, though, is that what you call it? What's the picture?
Yeah.
Is it banner?
Sure.
It's a picture of him with a leather vest on, tons of patches, and he's sitting on a motorcycle. Is he in a biker gang?
He might be. He sounds like he could. Did you zoom in on any of the patches to identify him?
It wasn't a very high quality JPEG, if you will. It was not a well taken picture. Actually, I'm not even sure it was him, which would. I have a lot more questions if it's just of a stranger with a leather vest on with a motorcycle as his banner pick. But at Snooka55 if you want to check him out.
Have you ever been on a motorcycle, Dan?
Yes, once. Terrifying. Hate motorcycles. How about you?
Never even considering it. I'm way too soft. Have you ever worn a leather vest?
If by leather vest you mean on my legs and assless chaps, yes, I've done that. I do that once a month.
Yeah, I'm well aware because you have me make them as punishment for bad editing for Zero Doinks episodes. It's a strange relationship you and I have.
It's punishment. Make me another pair of chaps, you fuck. What a weird relationship indeed. Okay, this is getting weird. We're still in Justin Fields' time, right?
Bingo.
You know, I think I did mention this was the horniest Bears podcast this side of the Mississippi, and I think we are proving that to be accurate. Okay. Then I went down Justin's Twitter account, which I don't know what it is now. It's like at Justin Fields. At Justin Fields. That's what it is. I went down his Twitter feed looking for problematic stuff. Maybe he was chirping at people when he was younger. Not a whole lot of troubling stuff either. It made me wonder, did they scrub their Twitter accounts before draft day? That's a thing that should happen, right?
I hope so, yeah. Although he seems pretty squeaky clean, though. Did you, and maybe this is on your list, did you see what was bouncing around Twitter last night, though, after the Alabama game? And
I think
audio may have already been played on this episode, or it'll be after the segment. Unbelievable. I don't remember that at all.
I don't either, but it's the clip that I saw, what did he just say? It was taken out of context. And then it just sort of cut
which
off.
Makes no
it's
sense.
Like
yeah.
maybe he's like, I didn't say that at all. But the way it was, it just cut made me think. I think we are all now taking it out of context. What he was saying, everyone was taking out of context. But I loved every second of it.
Same, and he kind of laughed at the end of the question too. If you go back,
yep.
He's like, yeah, I definitely said that.
Yeah, and it was not untrue. Okay, so Justin's Twitter account. I went back to his first tweet, which was. May 11th, 2016. Cubs were on their way to winning a World Series that year, in case you're wondering. His first tweet was a retweet from, it was something from an account at Todd_R11. So shout out you, Todd. Two Ds, not like our buddy Todd. And it was a retweet of a GIF of Michael Scott from The Office saying, no, please God, no. Do you know the GIF?
I do know.
Is it GIF or
GIF?
Do you call him GIF or GIF?
I think it's supposed to be GIF. I refuse. GIF
okay,
is a
good.
Peanut butter. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So that was, it was a retweet. That was the GIF or GIF, depending on what kind of a weirdo you are. And the caption said, when Pope realizes that at Justin Fields plays baseball too.
Huh.
Who's Pope? I assumed it meant the Pope.
Pontifex, right?
Yes. I think so. So I don't
was
know what that
Pope
means. But
Benedict at that point, too? The guy that kind of shirked off into the night, the Nazi?
He was in and he was in and out pretty quick, right? Is he okay? Is he dead?
In many ways.
Oh, hell. Yeah, so at Todd_R11 also appears to be a big Atlanta Hawks fan, so congrats to him. I think they were on their way to winning tonight, so he's got to be happy. His buddy Justin retweeted his first tweet. Big deal for him.
Yeah.
Big deal for his Hawks. Trey Young, Justin Fields, God bless America.
God bless America. I mean, that is, you don't get this type of knowledge anywhere, guys. You got to go to the horniest Bears podcast on earth. That is absolutely where you have to go. Any other pieces of nuggets, or do we want to talk about kind of how mini camp has gone so far and then Nagy's controversial statements in the media?
I have no other stupid Justin Field facts. I'll save more for the next episode. Let's talk about camp.
Yeah, let's talk about camp. Let's talk about Nagy first. So he was on Boomer Esiason's show? Or is that accurate? Does he have a show? I don't know. It's whatever. Who cares? Who cares? But
who cares?
He basically said Andy Dalton will definitely be the week one starter pretty much no matter what, I think. I'll be honest, I didn't listen to it. I didn't really read the quotes, not a big research guy. All of my comments are based off of other people's comments. And then apparently the next day, he clarified it a little bit, saying, well, you know what, if Andy Dalton gets hurt, Justin Fields will start week one, essentially. So is that any different than what we thought since draft day?
No, I think nothing has changed. I don't know why people were upset. I think his point was being there's nothing that Justin can do to solidify the starting job. That was his first statement. It's like there's no conceivable way that he could start week one, which fine. It's fucking June. Like no reason to stir the pot right now. I get it. If they come out and Andy Dalton's just throwing picks all over the field during training camp, I mean, you can't play him, but you know, it is what it is. If they're both sort of close, he's probably going to go to Dalton. I don't love it, but that's probably what's going to happen. It's fucking June. It's June. What? There's so much time between now and the first opening day. What did I call opening kick? You know, it's so much can change, but I did like that he had to clarify. He's like, oh, an injury. It's because everyone's like, I think if Dalton gets hurt, are we just not going to have a quarterback? You're not going to Nick Foles because he clearly said that Fields is too. So, which, by the way, Nick Foles, is he dead?
Yeah.
He's dead, right?
He's refusing to participate, right? I think that's all I know for sure. So I think that might be the news, actually, that Fields is already number two over a guy that started like half our games last year. Like, yeah. That to me is brushed over a little too quickly. So obviously, you know, Fields is going to be starting before too long, guys. It's coach speak. Nagy can't bury the Red Rocket yet. What's the point of that? What would the point of that be? Come on.
And Nagy seems to be doing his world tour through the media, right? It seems like he's very available to talk, which do you like that?
That to me means Justin Fields is good. That's what that means. Like,
I think so.
Like the Bears are back, baby. And yeah, that's what that tells me. Otherwise, he'd be hiding in his weird basement with all of his play cards all over the place. No, Bears are back.
I think you're right. I think he's feeling real good about where he's at right now. A little too loose. Maybe just play it cool a little bit. Just play it cool just a wee little bit, Matt. And I think he thinks he's hilarious by, oh, there's no fucking way he can play. Oh. He's just a lot of word salad with that guy that, I don't know. He seems to be feeling himself a little bit lately.
Yeah, once George and the rest of the McCaskies said, you're coming back, he got a little cocky. There's no doubt about it. Can we talk about the actual minicamp and all the I don't know what you call them, the incredible reports about Fields, basically? Like, even when he fucked up, it's like, all right, he made a dumb decision in the red zone, and he got picked off, and then he immediately had like 7 straight touchdowns. Not bad. It doesn't mean shit, but I'd much rather see that than like Mitch's first week where I don't think he put his helmet on correctly.
Yeah, you're right. It still just continues to be extremely positive out of everyone. Every media member is basically just rubbing and tugging themselves anytime they get to see him out on the field. You know, that reminds me, did you see Tua in Miami was just throwing picks left and right in camp? He, like, there was one practice he threw like 5 picks, and I was trolling some Dolphins fan. I was like, guys, do not worry about it. Mitch used to do this all the time, and the coach and Nagy and the coaches would say, we want him to take chances. Remember that? We were finding excuses for why he was throwing so many interceptions in camp, and not a good sign for Tua if that's true, that he's just finding the defense literally every pass. And you don't hear any of that with Justin. I mean, that was what we did with Mitch. It's like, oh, he's really struggled today, but boy, Nagy's really pushing him to throw it downfield. It's like, oh, maybe he just sucks.
Yeah, we justified each and every pick. I definitely did. You can just go to season 1 and listen to pretty much every episode. I liked what Fields said too. He basically said, I'm the type of guy that after I make a mistake, I will never make that type of mistake ever again because I will completely understand what I did to fuck up. I mean, I think I promised last episode or 2 episodes ago that I never mentioned Mitch again. Here's the second time I have. It's a complete opposite. It is. It's like you would never hear that from Mitch. And even if Mitch was smart enough to say it, which he wasn't, we wouldn't believe him. We'd justify it, but we wouldn't believe him.
Wouldn't believe him, right? We were all lying to ourselves during the entire Mitch era. Yeah, did you the report, was it yesterday that Fields is coming back 2 weeks before camp? I mean,
yes.
The guy just wants to work. I know, it's like I've ruined so many pants at this point thinking and talking about JF1 that I really need this season to start sooner rather than later for everyone's health and safety. Horny time.
We need some horny protocols for JF1. That's what we need in the Doinks households, and I'm sure across Chicagoland. Everything is still amazing. It's never been like this for any quarterback. And I'm not even going to say Mitch's name again. I just did, but even outside of him, it's like we've never been this excited about anybody. You and I are both 40 years old, right? Am I crazy?
Right.
I don't think so.
No. No, things are so red hot right now. I don't know when it will cool. It won't cool down. I mean, God forbid he gets an injury or something, and that'll absolutely crush all of us. But at this point, it's just fucking flying high from here on out. I just cruising through Twitter. I mean, we're justifying literally every other offensive position as like a top five squad at each position, and it's only because of JF1. I mean, there's no valid reason. It's like, you know, debating on which receivers we're keeping. Is Javon Wims going to be on the roster? And people are acting like, oh my god, we have too much talent. We got to get rid of some of this talent. It's like, we might need to pump the brakes a wee bit, but I'm here for it. Right now, it's like I said, it's fucking June. Things are good right now. Let's not ruin it.
Let's not ruin it like we've ruined all of our pants. Speaking of clothes, have you gotten your jersey yet? I can't remember if you were one of the you have.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
The name on the back looks a little small.
That's right.
It looks a little bit like a knockoff, but I don't care. I really just do not care. Because I'll probably buy like 8 more jerseys, so it's fine.
And I'll be curious to see if it actually gets delivered, but whatever website that is tricked me. Like I had something in the shopping cart, and they said, oh, there's a rule that if there's something in your shopping cart for like more than 10 days, you bought it, which is absolutely amazing. And I think I had 2 more Fields jerseys in there. So I hope they arrive. I absolutely hope they arrive. I love it. I mean, it's like probably $38. So what's the big deal?
That website or app, whatever we're calling it, makes zero sense. And they won't show you the exact product you're going to get. So you're kind of taking a leap of faith. And they'll list the names of like who's manufacturing it, and it won't be like a company name. It'll be like, oh, you're getting this order from Big Dog Smoke It Up 420 6969. I'm like, oof, I don't know about this, but I'm sending them $30. I'm probably gonna be okay if I get stiffed on this JF1 jersey.
Yep, that's how I justified it. That's what it was. I went back to my car. I'm like, this is weird. This doesn't make any sense. I know I bought like 3 other jerseys already. So I have 3 coming that I know that I actually bought. And then I have 2 on top of the one that already arrived. And then there's 2 that, I think it was like, Big Dog's Taint 9669, Blow My Johnson. That must be his rule, that if one of his creations is in somebody's cart for more than 48 hours, boom, charge their credit card, maybe send them the merch, maybe not. We'll see.
I don't hate that rule. It's like, you know, you're either in or you're out, buddy. And if you're if you're still on the fence, I'm sending you this shit.
Yeah.
Did I tell you what year did we draft Greg Olsen? Whatever year it was, immediately after
seven?
We...
I don't know. No,
I think it was the only other time that I had purchased a jersey of someone who had yet to play an NFL game, and it was Greg Olsen. I ordered it from a sketchy website, but I think it was coming out of New Jersey, but it was basically like getting him in from China. And the jersey was pretty good, except inside of the package, just fell out a bunch of socks, like not used socks, which would have been better, a bunch of like NBA branded socks, a headband and wristbands. But you would think like, oh, they're, you know, it's a Bears jersey. Nope, they were bright green. They were definitely Boston Celtics headbands and sweatbands. And I don't know why I always think of that, and I always hope when I order through this website that I'm going to get a bunch of random shit, and it never happens. It's just one beautiful knockoff Bears jersey.
That'd be amazing. Yeah, if you get a bunch of like Vegas Knights sweaters out of nowhere with your next Justin Fields jersey order. Yeah, that'd be great. DHgate, that's who they are. Let's our next sponsor.
Yeah, please, DHgate, throw us some free merch. I don't know. Check it out. If you haven't checked it out, there's a lot of weird stuff on there that you should get involved in. You just don't know when it's coming. That's the problem. You could get it in 2 weeks or 8 months. You just don't know. You try to track it, you better learn Chinese because that's what it's written in. I don't know what it says. Not a clue.
It's so true. Yeah, click here to track your package. All right, I just clicked here. What? What is that?
These aren't even letters. What is this? I can't read this. Translate. I don't even see the translate button. I don't know what I'm looking at.
No.
I don't know.
It is. Yeah. It's a weird world we live in, but thank God Justin Fields is in it. This has been another riveting session of Justin Fields' gold. A lot more Bears talk coming up next. Hubba, hubba.
Bonk, bonk. Horny, horny.
Who's your senator at Ohio State?
Josh Myers.
What year was he?
He's a senior.
He was. Did he get drafted?
To the wrong team.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
Welcome back. Zero Doinks. It's the off-season, but the NFL never sleeps, especially when Ted Phillips is involved. Whoa, big news. Brian Hanley predicted it. We talked about it, I think, season one, maybe season two, thanks to Brian Hanley. The Bears might actually be serious about leaving the city of Chicago and going to Arlington Park in Arlington Heights, Illinois. To be determined, but all I know is that my partner in crime, Dan Doinks, was fired up about this potential news. Let's take his temperature. Dan, first of all, why were you upset? Are you okay? How is your health? And where do you stand now?
My health is middling. I just had a physical. Thank you for asking. There's a few things I need to work on. I will keep you posted on that. Yeah, I'm definitely not as fired up as I was last week. I'm more just confused why 90% of Bears fans were like, this is it. This is the answer. Let's do this. So, Bill, can I just run through a few things? I have a few notes here. Jump in, if you will. But there's a few things that were just rolling around in my head, and I have questions. I have questions and concerns. All right. The first thing. Bill, you and I have been to, here's the first thing. I think most people who are like, oh, this has to happen, are not even people that live in the area, right? Can we agree on that? You're shaking your head. Yes.
Yeah.
Out of state people.
Yes.
It's like, oh, this has to happen. Immediately I'm confused because if you're not coming, if you're not a part of the process, who gives a fuck? All right. So you and I have been to the Arlington racetrack with you. Not a ton of people there. Getting out of there after a race sucks. It is terrible. It's horrible. It's like two roads in and out of there. It's close to the highway. I know fucking highway map people. Shut up. I know it's close to the highway. But getting in and out of there sucks. It's terrible. I've heard people say, oh, you could just build that up. You could just reconfigure that infrastructure and get more traffic in and out of there. You don't know what you're talking about because it's all residential around there. You can't just kick those people out. It's not like it's empty, vacant land immediately around there. It doesn't work. It's not that easy. So shut up. Shut up. Look at a map for me just fucking once in your life. Oh, well, all right. How about public transportation? Oh, there's a metro station right across the street. Who's taking the metro there? Who is it? What would you say is the percentage of suburban people going to Bears games right now? It's got to be over half, I'd say. Are those people now going to drive to the city to go to Union Station to take the train out to Arlington Heights? Maybe they go out of Ogilvie. I don't know. Shut up. Look at a schedule. Who cares? But that doesn't help, right? That doesn't help you coming from the western suburbs. You can't take the metro. It's irrelevant then. So don't give me that metro argument. That doesn't work. Any thoughts on the public transportation traffic problem? I got more, way more, but I'll let you jump in here.
I have no real thoughts. I do like that. That's a huge feather in the cap of pro suburbs, though. I absolutely love it. I love it.
Okay. All right. The dome thing. People saying like, oh, the Bears need a dome. Oh, this will be great. The Bears can finally host a Final Four and a Super Bowl. Who gives a shit? Who cares? You're going to put a dome on Soldier Field for one fucking Super Bowl? Give me a fucking break. Do you think like the Packers or the Patriots or the Steelers are like, oh, God, you know what we need? We need a dome. God, we'd be so much better if we needed a dome. Why do people care so much about helping the Bears make more money? Why do you care? Oh, it'll be so great to have a Final Four. My basketball team sucks. They'll never be there. It doesn't matter. And if I care that much, I'm going to travel to see them play. Bill, the Illini will lose the first weekend anyway, so it doesn't matter to them either. So do you care about the dome thing? Like, doesn't it feel wrong to have the Bears playing in a dome?
That wasn't nice. That's all I'm thinking right now.
I'm
just
sorry.
Your shot really, it really hurt. It really did.
But I'll make it better. I saw Io was first round pick in a mock draft today.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah,
and good on you.
Yeah, good on him. I'm pro retractable dome. I am. Because I think Bears weather is bullshit because 90% of the players are from the South. They don't want to play in the snow any more than I want to sit in 20 degree weather. And I want Justin Fields comfortable. Does Justin Fields want to play in the snow? Maybe that's how the decision should be made. Is he going to be better or not? Is he going to be better in cooler weather or a dome sitch?
He's going to be awesome wherever he has to play. And I think he will agree that having a team facing him on the other side of the ball, having them freezing their tits off is an advantage to him because he's a machine. So I think he should play in the cold weather. He's a cold weather guy. He's a badass. I don't know. The dome thing, I don't know that you can talk me into it. But speaking of like the free agent, all right, I've heard that too. Oh, if we have a new stadium, we can attract better free agents. I heard that on the radio a handful of times. What are you talking about? This isn't college football. This isn't fucking Alabama building a new fucking weight room. That's what we call it. Well, that was called a lifting room. It's a lifting room. Hey, guys, let's hit the lifting room. But there's a chance that if you sign as a free agent for the Bears, let's say, who's a new free agent that's just signed? I don't know. Who gives a shit? Let's say it's
Andy Dalton.
Bingo. Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton could play for the Chicago Bears and never actually step foot in Chicago, right? I mean, I'm not hung up on the name thing, but shouldn't there be some connection to the city? Wouldn't a free agent be like, wait a minute, so you're telling me I got to live in Lake Forest to practice and then we're going to play games in Arlington Heights? What? Like, how does that help? How does that help our cause? Not that Soldier Field's a huge hook, but if you're – let's say you're Andy Dalton and you're hosting your boys post game. All right. Wouldn't it be easier to just already be in Chicago? I know this is a weak argument. This is not one of my stronger ones, but isn't it just weird? They're just not going to even be involved in Chicago at all. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it, Bill.
I think I haven't thought about that angle. I don't think free agents would care in either direction, I guess. So if that's an argument in either direction, stop it. Knock it off. Let's go to the next one on the list. I'm not making fun of you, Dan, but it's where if people – I'm more making fun of people that would be pro-new stadium in the burbs. Free agents aren't going to care if it's a new stadium or not. Was that really an argument? Like, yeah, we got this great new place.
Yeah, okay. It totally was. I listen to way too much sports radio. And you hear those every once in a while, and it just makes me mad. So I'm glad you don't. It wasn't even on your radar because maybe I'm just too far into the weeds. All right. So I got a few more. I'm just Why do we think the McCaskies are going to do it right this time? Like, it's not, maybe not so much Arlington Heights, but what is there to make me believe that they're actually, that they're not going to fuck it up? I already think that we're already, wasn't it incredibly odd that they announced a bid to buy the stadium on social media through Ted Phillips?
Stupid.
That's Mickey Mouse franchise shit. Nobody does it. No real organization would do something like that. So, like, already they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. So there's a part of me that's like, I wish they would wait until, God forbid, I want Virginia to live till she's 190. But there's also rumors, you know, there's been rumors recently that there may be a sale of the Bears when Virginia goes, right? Like, that the McCaskies won't know how to properly split it up. So why are they rushing this now for some reason as a part of that? Like, why? I don't understand. I'm just not confident that they won't fuck it up. They fucked it up one other time. They've tried this Arlington Heights thing isn't new, which I had kind of forgotten that that was out there previously. So this isn't a new thing at all. So I'm not confident about it. I know they'll fuck it up somehow. They'll fuck it up. They'll build a dome. They'll build your precious dome, but it'll somehow have 40,000 seats.
I know that is a fear of mine too. If it all happened, but the McCaskies were still in charge, they'd find a way to screw it up. I think that's a legitimate fear for sure. I think by purchasing it, does that improve the odds of them actually selling it because it's a more attractive package? If you told me that, then, you know, that's obviously a point in the column of moving to the burbs, if you will, right? To get the McCaskies the fuck out of here and maybe get a more competent group of owners. Yeah, I know. I'm with you on the fear of, okay, you get this done, now what? Yeah, I feel like Rich McCaskey in the mailroom will be in charge of a lot of the decisions for trying to build out a Bears village, but it'll be nothing but like mail slots and UPS box drop-offs and stuff like that. It won't be any fun. It won't be any fun. Sorry, Rich.
Hopefully, yeah. So it's funny. I don't know if you saw that. I saw some speculation that the Bears are buying this as a part of a package to sell the team eventually. Okay. An owner is going to, a buyer is going to buy the team and then say, thanks for the free land. I now have to tear down a fucking racetrack. Maybe I don't want to put the team there. Like, is that really a selling point? Like, thanks for buying something that just happened to be up for sale. Is there literally no other land anywhere in the Chicagoland area? Like, that's the answer?
I guess so, right? Because I feel like everybody just keeps going back to this particular parcel of land. I don't know the answer to that, but I almost feel like the answer is yes by default. I guess it would be more attractive than, like, if everything was equal today, if they went for sale today. You're stuck in a lease, you don't own the stadium versus, okay, you have the potential to maybe build a $2 billion thing out in the burbs that may improve your value by an extra billion, right? So I think the answer is yes, but I couldn't back it up with stats, you know, I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is I think I had thought this before. I think we'll talk about Dan Pompey's article if you read it, but he mentioned this as well. And he didn't make it seem like a sticking point. The McCaskies are not a wealthy family outside of just falling into owning the Bears. What makes us believe that they have the funds to build the stadium the right way? I think that's a very real thing. And just saying, oh, they can just buy out their lease with Soldier Field. What is that, 30 some million? I don't remember the exact number of buying out the lease at Soldier Field. It's not significant in the NFL, but it's not insignificant for a family that has a million. Were the McCaskies just fucking all the time? The Hallis McCaskies? Like, how are there so many of them?
Yeah, that's Ed McCaskey was a very fertile man, apparently.
That's cool. That's cool. You know, so I don't know. I will say that them releasing the statement on social media is a major red flag to me. That's not normal. That's not a normal thing to do. But here's the bottom line, Bill. This is it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This fucking stadium stuff does nothing to help the Bears win football games. And that's all I care about. So it feels like we as Bears fans have thrown so much energy into this fucking stadium thing already, when we're hopefully trending upwards in terms of a team. It's like I feel like I don't have the energy for it, and I'm frustrated that it feels like we've shifted away from the actual team, and it's like, oh, let's get a stadium so we can have a fucking Final Four. That's how I view it. It does nothing to help the Bears win football games. If you could prove that to me, then maybe I'll get on board. And it's not really as much about I don't need Soldier Field. They fucked up Soldier Field. Like, it, there's so many, they just blew it. They blew it with Soldier Field. I like where the location of it, even though it sucks to get to. You can see the skyline. It's pretty from there, but they fucked it up. It's a small stadium. The dome thing, blow me. Who cares about the dome things? Just stop it. But I don't know that Arlington Heights is the answer. I don't know what the answer is, but I don't feel like this is what I want to talk about right now. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It does. I think the biggest risk that Sweaty Teddy made was making it public before they bought it.
Bingo.
Because it's, who's to say, like, I don't know, some giant ass company also isn't going to bid on this, on the, like, Amazon or whoever. I think I heard it on, I don't know if it was Lawrence Holmes show or somebody, like, yeah, what if Amazon's one of the other bidders? Amazon has a fuck ton more money than the McCaskies do. So yep. this could be absolutely embarrassing for the Bears. If they don't get it at this point, what was the point of putting out a statement? What? And I guess part of that was thinking that they were trying to have leverage against City of Chicago, right? Against Lightfoot, yeah, to try to renegotiate their lease deals or try to get improvements in the last 13 years heading into a potential new lease. I don't know. I mean, I guess, but it still doesn't justify putting out a statement.
No, agreed. It's a red flag. Like, are they? I just think they're dumb. Ted Phillips is dumb. Get him out of there. He doesn't know what he's doing. So he's in a room somewhere saying that was a really good idea. And you know what? I think it worked. It worked for him. I don't think they would see that as a failure, because they got the Bears fans revved up. Lori Lightfoot coming out and saying, like, that it was a leverage thing, and people are shitting all over her. Your buddy Mully was doing it the other day about, oh, she should be worried about crime and not the Bears. It's like, oh, Mully, you're going to be that take guy? Stop it. Just fucking stop it. He's getting worse. Can we get a GoFundMe or something to get him off the air? He's fucking terrible. All right, never mind. But I don't know. I didn't understand them releasing that. And it's not like if the Bears were negotiating a bid for that. I'm not even sure that's true. I'll be honest. I don't even know if it's true. I feel like, do you think it's possible they put that out to gauge fan interest? Like, that's what it was?
It's possible, but I think you're giving Ted Phillips and the McCaskey clan too much credit.
Agreed. Because thank God he's getting all of the feedback from Bears fans around the world on whether they should move to Arlington Heights or not. You know, that it will, that their viewing experience will be the same. I sound like a real dick when I say that. And I don't mean it that way. It's just a lot of opinions of people, like, does it matter where does it really affect you where they play? And it really comes down to, is it this helping them win football games? And at this point, it's not.
Yeah, in either direction. It's apt, right? It's, if they stay, great. If they go, great. It does not. It's not going to affect their win loss record in any.
Right.
And it's not. It's not going to affect free agency. It's not going to affect any of that stuff. You hinted about the Dan Pompey article in The Athletic. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yes. Yes.
Did you read it, first of all?
I did. I did a few days
okay,
ago, and
good.
It was. I've probably forgot most of it already. Yes.
No, it's fine. That's. Like most Dan Pompey articles, that's the takeaway. That really is. So in case you don't have a subscription to The Athletic, or you do and you ignore all Dan Pompey articles, he wrote an article saying that this is the Bears' big moment to do big things and buy the land, build their own stadium, own their own shit for the first time ever in the history of the franchise, which I didn't really... realize. I didn't really think about that, but it's true. That's kind of sad. That's just all that. That's just damning of Bears ownership through the years. Obviously, Hallis, come on, man, not a business guy. And so he basically said, here's why it's a good idea. Blah blah blah. Okay, let's just start real quickly. Any thoughts? Anything that stood out in your brain that you're thinking right now about that article at all, Dan?
I think the general vibe of his article was, I think they should do it or they shouldn't. I don't know. It felt like he was playing both sides of it. It's just like, they can do it, but they might not. It might be important, or maybe they just stay. I don't know. You decide, and I know Pompey will come back and be like, I fucking told you so. I told you this is what they're going to do. So outside of that and what I mentioned previously about the McCaskies not having just money pouring out of their pockets like other NFL owners, nothing really stuck out. It just wet Pompey talk.
Yeah, no, same with me for the most part. Only there were two things that did jump out that had really nothing to do with his opinion. They were just facts that he brought to the table because we're not big research guys. I appreciate him having done the research. Pat Ryan and Andy McKenna, we've talked about this in the show before,
yep.
that there's other owners besides the McCaskies. He said that they own 20% of the team. I'm confused is it 20% a piece? Is it 10% a piece? I want to know more. But we know the McCaskies won't give up majority shares no matter what. But I'm curious. So he brought it up in the context of if the McCaskies want to raise more money to build a stadium, they can sell off more percentage to McKenna and Ryan. I just thought that was interesting. That's a pretty significant chunk.
Why would Pat Ryan? I think Pat Ryan is McKenna is. I think Pat Ryan is more of a shareholder. I think. Are they? Yeah, you just said we don't know.
Yeah, he didn't specify.
Just listen once, Dan Doinks. Oops. You know. I almost said my last name there. That would have been weird. Would that have been a first? I feel like we've had to edit that out before. I lost my train of thought. Oh, why would Pat Ryan just start buying more shares of the team and not want to be the majority shareholder? I guess I don't know him at all. I don't know how rich people work, but I feel like if
you
he's going to
do it. You do know him.
But that's a great point. I do know a Pat Ryan, just not this Pat Ryan. But why wouldn't he want to just be like, yeah, let me be the 51% ownership of the Bears? Like, I'll give you the money. You want the money? Let's flip the script here. Maybe that's not it. The way that Dan Pompey said it was just very flippant, that this stuff is easy. I guess that's the majority of it. It's like, all right, Dan, like, there's a lot of moving pieces here. You know, you got all the fucking answers. You're 69ing Doug Peterson. I don't know how you have time to even write articles at this point. So, yeah, I don't know. It was actually not a terrible read for Dan Pompey. I'll say that. But I left feeling like, yeah, okay, whatever.
No, you nailed it. It was flippant. It was basically like, here's a bunch of shit. I don't know what's going to happen, but I really feel like they should move to the suburbs, but I can't totally justify why. But I couldn't also justify why they should stay in the city. So I'm going to hit publish, and here's another article.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? All right. Thanks for reading, everybody. Good night. That's kind of I don't know. I don't think that we need to spend much more time on it. It was read it if you want.
No.
If you don't, just like Dan, like read it if you want. But if not, all right, whatever. Who cares?
All right. I agree. No more about the article, but I got to touch on a couple comments because there were hot comments. Okay. So
okay, let me just
give you a couple highlights here. Guy Y said, look at the errand boy carrying water for the McCaskies. Have you no shame? Pat C said, shame to see you carrying water for the owners, Dan. Matthew S said, shilling for public subsidy for a multi-billion-dollar franchise is not the best look. Peter C said, Pompey is a puppet. Soren D said, was this a sponsored article? It feels like Pompey works for the Bears. Ben L said, I'm stunned after all these years later, there is still a call for public funding for stadiums, with which Dan Pompey replied, this was not a call for public funding of a stadium. And here was my favorite. Michael L. said, Mr. Pompey should stick to sports on the field, as his assessment of the Arlington Heights site should be left to real estate professionals. Dan Pompey immediately responded in the comments, and he said, you apparently did not read the story or you could not comprehend it. I looked at the situation from the Bears' perspective, not from any others. Have a nice Father's Day. What?
What a pompous asshole. Fuck you, pompous Pompey.
I know.
God. The puppet. It's what was it? Pompey puppet? Or what puppet?
Pompey is a puppet. Pompey is
crushed.
A puppet.
That, I don't know why that one got me in particular. Those are great comments, and you know he's trolling through his comments, just getting real angry as he's coming up for air with Doug Peterson. Those were great. I didn't even, you know, we kind of even mentioned that he was very much like, oh, they'll have to get money from the state to fund the stadiums, which also nice if you're an out of state Bears fan, really carrying the water for the Bears on building a new stadium. Thanks a lot. I really look forward to helping pay for this new stadium. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Because our taxes in Illinois are just so reasonable right now. They're just great.
Easy.
They're just absolutely great. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that as well. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I'm pro stadium if the NFL pays for all of it. That's great. That's fantastic. Make that happen.
Big time. Why can't billionaires... Why can't billionaires pay for their own fucking stadiums? Was that a Bill Simmons? Is that what he said for his show that was on for 5 minutes? Yeah.
He did.
It's
he
true.
He did say that. It is reasonable. Yes. The McCaskies, if they want to do this, they should pay. If the NFL wants to contribute, fine. That doesn't change my life at all. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, do not make the citizens of Illinois pay for a dime, motherfuckers. Any other Bears news you want to talk about at all?
Yeah, this is me way off the rails here. This really, the talking about the Bears not playing in Chicago anymore and moving to Arlington Heights and people saying like, oh, maybe we'll change the name to Arlington Heights Bears, which is fucking stupid. Stop it. Just shut up. It brought up again how worked up I am that Tampa Bay Buccaneers is their name, Tampa Bay. We talked about this around the Super Bowl, right? It really bothers me. Like, it's something that when I hear Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it shakes me up. That's the water, right? I mean, I don't have that wrong. Why are they Tampa Bay?
They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be.
They shouldn't
there
be.
There is no Tampa Bay, Florida. It doesn't exist.
That's not an address. Like it doesn't exist. You know, Tampa Bay Rays, Tampa Bay Lightning. Why is this a thing? I don't understand it. It's like the Bears should be Lake Michigan Bears. By proxy, they play closer to a body of water, right? So they should be the Lake Michigan Bears. And people just wouldn't flinch. It still bothers me. And I don't know why this is drumming up that anger, talking about moving the Bears away from that body of water. Fuck you, Tampa Bay. It's Tampa Buccaneers.
That's fine. I mean, I was not expecting that angle at all.
You're welcome.
Aaron Rodgers still a dick, right? Oh, shout out to Average Cheese Podcast, by the way. You guys should check it out as Bears fans. Those guys are great. We were on it. Dan Doinks and I made a hot appearance. We talked about Bears off season. We absolutely rubbed and tugged Justin Fields naturally, of course. Those guys were great. They didn't – I don't know where they really stood. At least the two guys we talked to, there's three guys on that show. They're not that nervous about Rodgers because he really has nowhere to go, right? Is that kind of the consensus that you're getting for Packers fans? Has he retired yet? What's his deal?
I think they were – the consensus – the feeling I got from the two of them is they're just – sick of talking about it. Just they want something to happen. I think that's the way I felt. It seemed like they really had no idea which way it was going to head. But that they just don't want to talk about it anymore. And, of course, you bring us into a podcast, Packers podcast, that's all we want to talk about. They were awesome. I loved it. Loved being on there. They were great guys. Yeah. And just like when you and I and Brother Dave went to Bears-Packers in 2019? Was that when that was? Or was that like 20 years ago? Everyone there was so nice. I wanted them to be huge dicks to us because that's how we treat Packer fans. And I was hoping these guys would do the same thing. They were amazing. They were really nice. And it kind of bummed me out.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of disappointing how nice Packers fans can be. But yeah, that is Average Cheese. Highly recommend it. Download our episode with them. It's fantastic, I'm sure you'll agree. But they have other great stuff. They talked to a Detroit Lions beat writer. They talked to somebody that represented the Vikings in some fashion. Who cares about the Vikings? Who cares? Vikings, by the way, fans seem really cocky about their offseason. It hasn't been that great.
No, I don't. I feel like I'm missing something with the Vikings, right?
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, you're not talking me into it. I don't know what to tell you. Good. Hey, Dalvin Cook, great. You know who plays really well against Dalvin Cook? The Bears. So give me a break. Yeah. Justin Jefferson, is that his name? Thomas Jefferson. He's good. Okay. Who cares? Who cares? We have Justin Fields. They are really cocky. Why? Well, explain it to me. Explain it to Dan. Why are they cocky?
I can't. I guess Chris Dolman must have jumped in a time machine and now he's coming back for his rookie year again. Yeah, I don't understand it. I think the Vikings will be exactly what they've been the last 2 years, which is very average. Extremely average. And Mike Zimmer is not a good head coach. I think we can all agree.
Not at all. Yeah, Minnesota fans. Kirby Puckett's not stepping off that bus.
thank God, ladies of Minneapolis.
The Kirby Puckett was a bad eye guy as well, right? Like Zimmer? Is it something in the water up there?
That's a good question. Yeah, maybe glaucoma, right? Isn't that the eye disease? Not a doctor. I don't know if either of them had glaucoma at all. Guacamole?
Is that the one that they prescribe marijuana, medical marijuana? Is that glaucoma?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, before it was legal, I think you had to get like that medical card. Yeah, I have glaucoma. Yeah, look at my eyes.
Oh, look at me. I can barely see. I'm crossing them. Yeah, I think that works. We're doctors. That adds up.
We're big-time doctors. Dan is an amateur urologist. He will look inside your penis and tell you what's wrong with it.
You're just for fun. You're welcome.
Are we nervous about Eddie Goldman, or is that just Mike Mulligan that's really nervous about it? Back to Mully.
What's Goldman's problem? I don't actually know what's going on with him.
I don't know that anybody knows. Yeah, okay. Just didn't show up for camp. Yeah,
he'll show up for
camp.
He
didn't
really
have to. Right. Yeah. Just show up for actual camp. Right.
Yeah. I don't care. Just show up, Eddie. Yeah, once again, I mean, it's June. I don't know what to tell you. Just show up, Eddie. He'll show up. It's fine. I'll vouch for him. He's a good guy.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, if it's first day of actual training camp and he's not there, yeah, then let's start asking some questions. Before then, that's fine. Didn't the union, basically pretty much tell all the players not to show up to all these camps?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, the last camp was not voluntary, right? Involuntary.
I'm having a hard time paying attention to what is what. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. He'll show up. Don't worry, guys. He'll be back.
Yeah, relax. I think Mully said you got to fly out to wherever he lives, and you got to get eyes on him. See where he's at. You got to get eyes on him. Gross, right?
Ew. That's something Brad Biggs would say. Did we figure out, is Biggsy vaccinated? I've been trying to hit up local media members to find out. No one will answer me.
That's a great question. No, I have not heard. I feel like he's going to need more than two shots to get through all that skin, don't you?
You think like a longer needle? an antenna? Like an old car antenna? Get it through that. He seems like a shot in the buttocks guy as well.
Yeah. Do you think after his second shot he will scream Fauci ouchie? Or no? You still yelling that around your kids?
Yeah, no doubt. How can you not? I'm real proud of myself for not shouting it right now, but there's some sleeping children in this house, and if they hear that, they'll shout it back and I'll get in trouble. So Fauci ouchie.
Way to test the waters of Lake Michigan, the Lake Michigan Bears. That's where
Bingo.
We're headed. This has been Bears Chatter with a little bit of NFC North talk. Bears. We'll talk gambling next, I think.
Yep.
See you next time.
Yeah. Eat my ass, Arlington Heights.
Hey guys, it's season 3. Have you ever wanted to follow us? Do it at Zero Doinks. Twitter at Zero Doinks. Instagram at Zero Doinks. Slip into our DMs. Wet wild. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. At Zero Doinks. Follow us.
Hams and spreads. Pick two.
Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread.
Zero Doinks!
Yes. Yes.
Zero Doinks!
Yes. Go!
Zero Doinks!
Push the ball. Push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go!
Josh out!
Yes. Go! Kick it in!
Hams and bread.
Let's go!
Hams and bread and hams and Ted. Oh, sorry, we're recording. Hey guys, welcome back. Hams and bread is back. Hams and bread and hams and Ted gets me mixed up, but this is hams and bread. Pick one. I can't even help myself. We just should kick it off to Rick, shouldn't we, Bill?
We should. Rick, tell us your hot picks.
Hi, this is Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Our buddy Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Ricky Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman's my dad.
Hams and spreads. Featuring me, Rick Fieldsman.
All right, Doinkers, we are back. Rick Fieldsman is here, better than ever. For the uninitiated, this is Hams and Spreads, the segment within Hams and Bread, the segment within Zero Doinks, the hottest Chicago Bears podcast on the interwebs. Oh, it feels good to be back. I was out of retirement, back into retirement. You know I'm sprinkling some funds all across the board. Oh, no football? No problem, is what Rick Fieldsman says. Give me a little bit of the golf. Give me a little bit of the soccer. Give me a little bit of the corner. Give me a lot of bit of the corner kicks. I will bet anything and everything, and I'm here to break it all down for you, the loyal doinkers. Oh, you just keep coming back. Just feed me, Seymour. Just can't get enough. I got a problem. I've been betting the NBA, and we have a serious NBA problem. The last minute and a half of that playoff game between the Suns and whoever they were playing took 30 minutes. They reviewed every single dribble. This is a travesty. Daniel Stern would be rolling over in his grave if he knew what was going on. He would have come up from Home Alone, and he quit Home Alone, quit acting because he wanted to give everything he had to the NBA. He was a great commissioner, the best to ever do it, and he said no reviews. And then Adam Silver over here is reviewing everything. Adam Silver, too busy worrying about his 539 podcast, just can't even take any time to figure out what he's doing to the NBA. Is destroying this game of basketball. I've had it. I can't do it anymore. It took forever. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. I must have had about 18 hams in just that last minute and a half of the game. Anywho, I'm nice and lubed up tonight, so we're going to lay down some hot picks. Oh, the Doinks boys are breaking down all the Chicago Bears action. Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful thing. I'm ready, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's lick it and stick it. Here we go with the first pick.
Hams and spreads, pick one.
Oh, you know I'm hitting you with all of the hottest Euro Cup 2020 that's being played in 2021. Got the hottest picks. Here we go. We're going to go right off the bat, Portugal versus Belgium. Now, here's the thing about Portugal. They have a guy named Cristiano Ronaldo, and people love him. My wife loves him. My neighbors love him. Everybody loves him. Oh, take your shirt off, Ronaldo. No, thank you. I don't want to see that. All he does is shoots penalty kicks. He falls on the ground in the box, tries to get some penalty kicks. Oops, they kicked me here. Lay on the ground for a little bit. Shoot the penalty kick. Anyways, Portugal is going to beat Belgium. That game is sometime over the next 5 days. My screen cap does not have it. We're going to say that one's Sunday because I'm not sure. But let's say Sunday, Portugal. We're going to go just money line plus 210. That can't be right. Oh, Rick has no idea what's going on right now. But you know what? We're going to do it. Portugal, plus 210. Let's make it happen, baby. The corner kicks are going to be slapping, but we're going money line on this one. Sunday, 2 p.m. Central, Portugal, plus 210. Easiest monies there could ever be until pick two. Let's go to it.
Hams and spreads, pick two.
Oh, we're going back to the Euro 2020 tournament, and we're going France versus Switzerland. France has the hottest player, Kylian Mbappe. Love to say his name, M-B-A-P-P-E, little accent on the E. Kylian Mbappe, oh, he's a speedster. He knows how to kick the ball. He knows how to trap the ball. And he, most importantly, knows how to kick the ball. They are going to be playing Switzerland, who's a little too neutral for me in this game. France is minus 190. I know what you're thinking. Hey, Rick, you know, minus 190, is that really worth my money? He's putting on. Yes, you idiot. You, even if it's minus 190, if it's free monies, you got to keep doing it. But, Rick, I don't know if I should. Yeah, shut up. We're going France. France is the play here. France is playing Monday, 2 p.m. Oh, this is going well into the start of your week. Oh, you just take those funds from the Portugal game, put them here. France, minus 190. Let's go to the last pick.
Hams and spreads, pick three. Printing money's pick of the week.
Oh, we are not sponsored. I have not been hitting the Instagrams looking for my next hot sponsorship. But you know Rick is going to be hitting it once we get into a little bit of the football season. So bears with me. Anyways, we have England and Germany on Tuesday, 11 a.m. Germany has got the Bundesliga on their side. Sprechen the Bundesliga versus England. You know I know England. British royalty, baby. Oh my gosh. This is a hot matchup. And that's why we are betting that the 90 minutes are going to end in a tie. That is plus 215, England versus Germany. This game might never end. This might go into Wednesday. We are not sure how it's going to happen, but England versus Germany. It is Premier League versus Bundesliga. It is London versus Berlin. Oh my gosh. I'm like the Don King of this thing. Ty, oh, and by the way, I know what you're thinking, Rick. Should I parlay this? Hell yes, you should parlay this. +1394. Oh my gosh. Rolling in the doughs. Build up that bankroll going into week one when Justin Fields is going to take the Bears to the promised land. And there we have it. I want to thank all of you, the loyal listeners, for sticking with Rick Fieldsman and the Doinks Boys. Let's send it back to the Doinks Boys. And as always, have a good one at the windows.
And this has been the world's greatest and first segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads with Rick Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman is the smartest person in the whole wide world. Rick Fieldsman can make you a lot of money.
Wow, well, first of all, I'm glad he's still alive. You did a great job. We didn't really touch on it too much. If last episode was your first episode, you may have thought that Dan Doinks played a character called Rick Fieldsman. That is not true. We have a resident Zero Doinks expert. He's a sharp. He's a shark. He is Rick Fieldsman. You just heard from him, and he's our guy, and he's alive.
He's alive and well. Well, it's okay. So, yes, we did. I had a lot of fun playing Rick the last episode. There was a – oh, thank you, Hams. There was a period of time after our show that we still didn't hear from Rick, and I was genuinely worried that something had happened to him, right?
Yes.
You and I were texting him, no answer. And he was balls deep in a dolphin in Florida, I believe. Is that right? Was that where he was at that point?
I think so, which is weird because how did he get there, right? He doesn't believe in planes.
He definitely didn't hitchhike.
No. Hashtag zero thumbs, zero doinks. His tow truck breaks down all the time, so he couldn't have driven there. So, yeah, we need answers as to how the hell he got to Florida. Who was he with? I assume Ice Cream. Probably not, though. He seems to abandon him a bit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any answers.
He definitely has a Florida man vibe to him, though, so I bet he felt right at home down in Florida. But Rick, thanks for your picks. Those were magical. I haven't listened to them yet, but I'm sure they're great. Bill, have you been tossing some cash around at all lately?
Yeah, I've dabbled. I got a bonus on FanDuel for like filling out a survey and very quickly, and I parlayed that $5 bonus into a same day parlay victory, which was great. And then I gave it right back with something. Oh, okay. you know me. So, So I've been in and out. Oh, I jumped into some U.S. Open this past weekend. I was convinced that Rory McIlroy was going to take it home on Sunday. Man, he really shit the bed the back nine. That was a lot of good golfers playing shit golf, kind of like soccer where, hey, guys, shouldn't you be good at playing soccer? I kind of felt the same way about a lot of golfers during the U.S. Open. How about you? Have you been dipping your pen into the company ink?
Hubba hubba. Where was the U.S. Open?
San Diego, but it looked cold. Made no sense.
Okay. I didn't see a minute of it. I've been getting involved in UEFA. Is that how you say it? UEFA Cup? Because it's in the middle of the day. It's good background noise at work. And I've been betting on pretty much every game, which has been awesome. I don't know about awesome. That might be strong. Because I'm still convinced that I could hide in one of those games. You could throw a 40-year-old Dan Doinks out there, and we'll have very minimal impact on the game. Are we still in on that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I've watched a bit of that myself. I think you could – I'm not sure what position. I feel like somewhere in the midfield, though, where you don't have to commit to offense or defense.
Bingo.
Right? It's sort of – yeah.
You got it.
Okay. Here's something I noticed for the first time because I'm an idiot. There's only one ref on that whole pitch, right? I know you got the guys on the sideline that are judging offsides or not, or and who hit it out of bounds and shit. But really, there's only one ref. That seems like a bad idea. I feel like there should be more refs.
And I think I agree with you. I also feel like this is not a hot take at all. It's very far from it. The fucking flopping shit and pretending like you're near death every single time. I wish someone, is that really make a difference? Like, is the ref like, you popped right up there, so I can't actually call a foul as I saw it. But since you're on the ground acting like your leg is just hanging by a thread, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to call that one. I'm going to give you a yellow card, other team. Is it necessary? Because literally everybody does it. And it, I know it's like, I'm sure every soccer fan is just rolling their eyes hearing this.
Shut up,
it's
Darren.
Weird. It's weird. And I know there's probably a part of it, right, that it's giving everyone a breather, right, to pretend like you're injured. Maybe just don't be as dramatic about it. By the way, shout out Darren. Darren's been giving me some picks for this world, and they've been red hot. I almost called it World Cup. That's a dumb American move. UEFA Cup. 2020. They call it 2020. Last I checked, it's 2021. So grow up, Europeans. Sorry, I said that right after I gave Darren props. I apologize.
Buy a calendar, Kazakhstan. They're not. Are they in this cup?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. But I mean, I had a conversation with at my daughter's soccer game this weekend, a guy who apparently thinks he's a professional soccer sharp in some way. And I gave him my theory of how I could hide on any team in European soccer, literally any league, just pick one. I could hide on a team for like an entire half and it wouldn't make that big of a difference. And he took offense to it, and I explained the whole thing, and I felt like he was on board. There's no other team sport you could do that. You can't put me in a basketball court. Baseball, like if you threw me in right field, they're going to hit it out there. I'm screwed. I can't hit, so that's not happening. But, I mean, I'm not saying I could play goalie. Like, if I were a goalie, that'd be a problem. Although I could play probably better goalie than the Slovakian goalie today, because that guy was fucking terrible, and you lost me money right to prison with you, motherfucker. But otherwise, come on, grow up, soccer. They need to be better at soccer still. Why don't they take more shots? They like to do a lot of dancing. Ooh, 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 boop, 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 I'm on the side. Boop, 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 I'm on a dance. Oops, I kicked it out of bounds. Oops, I kicked it out of bounds again. I don't get it. Case in point, the Slovakian... they call themselves Slovakians. Is that racist? I don't know. They kicked it at the guy today, and he batted the ball into his own goal. So why not just kick it at him more? Why don't they do that? I don't understand.
Yeah. Give yourself more chances. I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book. You know? Yeah.
Shoot your shot, bro. Yeah. Like, oh no. Oh, there's two guys in front of me. I better kick it back to midfield. What are you doing? Just grip it and rip it, baby. Come on. We don't have all day.
I also feel like, is there a more useless coach in any sport than a soccer coach? Like, what the hell do they do on the sideline? All they do, apparently, from what I can tell, is wear a suit and, like, put their arms up every time somebody gets tackled. Like, they're not doing anything else, are they, really?
I don't think so. Is that the German coach who eats his own boogers? I think he eats his... They've caught him eating boogers on the sideline. Or he's is he like a hands down his pants and smell it type of guy? I think he's got some weird stuff going on. But yeah, you're right. The coaching, unnecessary. LeBron would be amazing in soccer. I know people have said that before, but purely from a flopping standpoint, he would dominate in the, oh my God, I've just been shot again because someone breathed on me. Grow up.
Do you have any hot picks of your own to try to out-duel Rick? No? You're shaking your head no.
I don't
Neither
think
do I.
So.
I, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was a boost tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks to win. Even money. They lost. So I'm on a cold streak here, Bill. So I've been betting baseball. It was going well before, like last week, basically, and I'm on an absolute cold streak. So outside of soccer, no, I have no picks. I won't do that to anyone.
All right. So we're in the time of year that you just want to fade the doinks, but you know, to protect ourselves, we're not even going to put out our hot picks. So
we're not. We're definitely not.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Whoa. All right. Well, you know what? Thanks, Rick Fieldsman. Thanks for visiting again. We're tickled pink that you're alive and you're participating on Zero Doinks again. Your check is in the mail, but the problem is you have no place to live. There's no place to send it. Dan, thanks for your hot soccer takes on a yearly basis. I appreciate it. I love it.
You're welcome. I love you, Bill. Be better at soccer, guys.
UEFA.
Here we go. Hams and Ted. Baseball talk. Here we go. Hams and Ted.
Okay, it's some baseball talk. Here we go. Not much to talk about on the South side. Sox just broke a 5-game losing streak. Thank you, Tony La Russa. Thank you so much. They're still in first in the AL Central. Everybody is hurt still. Adam Engel just went back on the DL because, or the IR, I think they call IL. I don't know. What the fuck? Stop changing things, Rob Manfred. We'll get to you in a minute. His hammy, like, ripped off the bone, basically, it sounds like. It sounds like a Tommy Harris situation that he got in spring training. Not good when one of your main attributes is speed. So, not going to count on him much the rest of the year, maybe in the rest of his life. They'll be in the playoffs. They need to make a trade or two. They need to get Eloy and Robert back. And that's about it from Comiskey Park. Dan, how are the Cubs?
Man, the Sox are very dinged up. How much do we blame Tony La Russa for that? I'm at 100%.
100.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you. Glad we're on the same page there. Okay, Cubs are tied for first in the NL Central. That division in general is very mediocre. It's terrible, so that helps. The Cubs are somehow the only team in that division with a positive run differential. How about that? How about that? Isn't that crazy? The Cardinals are terrible. They're completely shit in the bed, which is making me very happy. Fuck you, Cardinals. Chris Bryant's been pretty bad the past month, but he did hit a home run last night. Cubs are 28th in hitting and batting average, but they're top five in home runs, so just kind of more of the same with them. The bullpen has been awesome for the Cubs. That's a nice surprise. Too little, too late, probably. Starters pretty shaky. It'd be nice if they had an ace. You know, someone like Yu Darvish would be nice to have around this time of year, but thanks a lot, Jed Hoyer and Ricketts. Ricketts, go fuck yourself. The trade deadline is July 31st, so we're almost a month out. It seems like end of June here is sort of the watermark for the Cubs. Which way to go? We're about a week out. It seems like everyone's been saying that they're either going to pull away or they're going to shit the bed. They actually played really well on the West Coast. Somehow they beat the shit out of the Padres. The Padres can't beat the Cubs, which is shocking. I don't know how that happens. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. The Cubs will probably just middle. They won't do anything. They'll just, and then everyone will walk at the end of the year. They'll get nothing for them, and then they'll suck for years to come. So that's about it. I did recently find out that I will be at my first Cubs game on July 11th, Bill.
Ooh.
I did a calculation. That will be my first live sporting event in 584 days. The last live sporting event I went to was Bears Cowboys, December 5th, 2019. I'm pretty fired up about it.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you walk into Wrigley?
Cry. Weep like a little bitch. I say that as a joke, but it may actually happen. I will be so happy to be in the house. And if you're calling me a pussy right now, go fuck yourself. I'm going to have many, many, many beers. Jordan Doinks hooked it up, work hookup. According to her, we will be sitting first row behind the Cardinals dugout as well. So two things. I'll slam a beer, and I'll tell Yachty to go fuck himself. I don't know which one I'll do first, actually, but there's going to be drinking and a lot of swearing. So I hope I get kicked out. I'll probably get kicked out. So grow up, Dan.
Worth it. Totally worth it. Well, that's exciting news. I'm excited for you, buddy. That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Do you give a shit about any of this substance stuff, slapping on balls? No longer allowed to slap substances on balls. Everybody's taking their pants off when the umps are coming to check them out. Do we care? No, I don't care. It's stupid.
Not really. I think it's dumb. I think it's just still like a baseball thing. Like, figure it out. Like, don't make these guys. And baseball players are they're the softest athletes out there. Outside of these soccer players flopping all over the field. Back to the soccer guys. They're incredible athletes. So I don't think they need to do the flopping thing. They're in incredible shape. They're always very sweaty at the end of those games. But baseball players are the softest people around. If someone's coming out to check your glove for substances, don't be a dick. Just let them look at it and then be on your way. Don't be so – everyone's so fucking sensitive in baseball. Just knock it off. So do I care? Not really, but it also seems weird. These guys are throwing fits and just making a bigger deal of it than it probably needs to be. So – no, I don't really. Spider tack, is that what the big thing is? It's for like weightlifters, some shit like that.
Yep. Our audience has seen our avatars. They know neither you nor I are putting spider tack on our hands and hitting the weights.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. No chance. You big cup snake guy, where do you land on that?
Honestly, I didn't even know about it until that capacity-filled Wrigley Field on that Sunday night against the Cards. Never heard of it. Had you? I feel like I missed something there.
Yeah, that was a big deal 2 years ago. The Cubs would not allow cup snakes. If you did them, you got kicked out. So that was a big deal in Wrigley, and now they don't care anymore. And I think they dumped them all on the field a few nights ago. They all ended up on the warning track. So
it's kind of funny. I like that.
I like the idea of it. I like the people, the nerds who are calculating like how much all of those beers cost. It's like, well, that cup snake was this many cups, so that's it cost around $43,000 in beer. I think it's smart for the Cubs. Just let them fucking do it. I mean, it's encouraging people to drink and spend money. So, and Ricketts, we know you fucking love money. So just let them do it, you dumb bitch.
I don't know why it's so entertaining to me that the fans just are dumping this trouser snake on the warning track. Like, it's just sitting there during the game, I hope. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm really tickled by that mental image. I'm an idiot. I'm very, very easily amused.
I don't want to be involved in it, though. Can I say that? Like, if someone's like throwing a cup snake over my head, I'm like, I'm not holding that up. That's gross. That's gross and that's weird. I'm not doing that. I wouldn't mind seeing it from a distance, but I don't want to be involved. And don't shame me if I say I don't want to be involved in that. I've seen some Sox fans who are upset about the wave in Comiskey on Twitter, so like, don't do the wave, that's what they do at Wrigley, which I didn't know that was a thing even at Wrigley, but it seems like Sox fans are very sensitive to that. Is that uncool for you Sox fans?
I mean, the wave is stupid, but I'm just so happy there are fans in the crowd. Like, anybody can do anything right now, and I am pro. I would do the wave at a stadium right now just to remind myself that COVID is dead, Fauci. Achie!
Are you any Sox games for you in the works?
In the works, yes. No date nailed down yet, but yes, there are plans. There may be a limo involved. Like Phil Senior wants to really do it up. Like, and I'm like, it's pretty easy to park around the stadium. We really don't need it. But no, I think he is jazzed at the idea of getting back out there and gripping and ripping it, baby.
I like it. If you need any help with that, let me know. I'd be happy to come along. And
absolutely,
and I won't be an asshole Cubs fan. I promise.
No, you're good like that. I understand. Both Cubs and Sox going to be in the postseason this year. You feeling pretty good that the Cubs will do it? I think the Sox will by default, if nothing else, because their division sucks.
No, I still don't. I don't see it for the Cubs. I'll be honest. I don't know. They're not that good. They just happen to be in a terrible division. So it feels like Milwaukee. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, let's just say yes. Yeah, they'll both make the playoffs. Okay. Complete 180 there. Yeah. Yeah, they're a lock. They're a lock for the playoffs.
That was impressive. I liked it. When do the Cubs and Sox play each other? Do you have any idea? I feel like they would have done so already in past seasons.
Well, I also just recently got invited to Cubs Sox at Wrigley August 7th, 5th, first weekend in August. So I know they're playing at Wrigley that weekend. I don't know. Otherwise, I feel like there's got to be one in the mix earlier than that. But I don't know. Not a big schedule guy.
Yeah. We've established that. You and I don't believe in calendars unless it's the Mayan type. That's for sure. Is the world coming to an end? Hard to say.
2012. Wasn't the end of that calendar was 2012? That really backfired for those Mayan truthers. What do they call themselves?
Yeah.
Mayan calendar fucks.
I think QAnon, right? That's how you pronounce it.
Storm the Capitol, you fucking idiots.
This has been Hams and Ted, America's favorite baseball segment on Zero Dorks. See you in the outro.
Tony La Russa is a drunk. All right, we're going to wrap this motherfucker up. Episode 69, season 12. Nope, that's not even close. All right, Bill, we're right hot and heavy. NBA final. Nope, not NBA finals. NBA playoffs are happening right now. Let's first talk about the Bulls. They did not get into the top four last night to keep their pick. Their pick goes to Orlando. Pick 8. Do you care? Does anyone give a shit?
No, I was hoping that they'd be top two just because I like Cunningham and Suggs. Outside
Suggs
of that,
would have been awesome.
Give no fucks. So fine, all right, whatever.
So, yeah, 8 pick. Who cares? Like we would have taken some weirdo big guy who has a lot of upside who's gonna suck. Yeah, no, I was fine with it. There's been a lot of chatter about Ben Simmons to the Bulls. That seems to have picked up traction. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, he was so horrible in the Eastern Conference semis that I think everybody would be a bit squeamish. I guess if you believe in Ben Simmons overall as a basketball player, great time to get him. But I think what is he, $35 million next year or something? Like his salary's crazy. So you'd have to get some relief. I don't even know if that's allowed in the NBA. I don't think it is, right?
I don't think
it
is.
And what are you gonna do?
No.
Are you gonna give up? All right, so I'm out. And are you gonna give up LaVine? That's stupid. You'd want him to play with LaVine. That'd be an awesome backcourt. So if you tell me that you can trade, I don't even know. Like I don't know. Is Thad Young still on the team? Is he still under contract? All right. Straight up Thad Young for Ben Simmons. Figure out the money. I'm in.
I've never understood the appeal with Ben Simmons. There's no way you could talk me into it. I think he might have 4 years left on his contract. The last year he's over $40 million. There's no way that fits in anywhere. Even the simple fact that the Sixers might want to get rid of him should be red flag enough that you're like, stay away from this motherfucker. Yeah. I'm stunned that Bulls fans are like, oh, let's go get Ben Simmons. That guy is trash. He's terrible. I never understood the appeal. He's a good defender. Who cares? Who gives a shit? He's clearly not a winner. Do you know how many I just spoiled it. Five three-pointers. The guy's hit in his career. Five. He's 5 of 34 three-pointers in his career. How is that possible?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Is somebody on the radio, whatever show, we always do this where we do not cite the correct show, just something we heard, basically said that he is like Rajon Rondo at his peak, which that's not terrible, I guess, but you would not pay Rajon Rondo at his peak $35 to $40 million if you're gonna grant that as an actual argument.
I don't think Rondo was ever this bad of a shooter, honestly. I think Rondo was still a guy who could get to the hoop and make a layup if he needed to. I think Rondo was better at facilitating than Simmons is just like, we know you're not gonna do shit. Like, I fucking dare you to shoot, and he just won't. I think Rondo, you left him so wide open, he was at least going to shoot, and he was going to hit it every once in a while. I don't think that's a fair comparison. And Rondo proved it. He was a big part of winning teams, and Simmons is the exact opposite of that. Just disappointment all over the fucking place. So I want that guy as far away from the Bulls as possible. Fuck that guy. He stinks. Stephen A. Smith said did you see that? Stephen A. Smith said he got a text from someone who's close to the Sixers who said Simmons is like, doesn't work hard. He's only surrounded by family. Like, basically called him like a shithead. So, and I don't know how much stock to put in what Stephen A. Smith says, but, right. But it doesn't help his cause, I guess.
No, I don't. I think even if Bulls fans want Simmons for whatever reason, it's almost impossible to happen. So
it can't happen. Yeah.
No, I think Sixers are stuck with him and vice versa. So that's it for NBA talk. No, who do you want to win? There's four kind of weird teams left.
Yeah, I kind of want to see the Suns win. I don't know. I kind of like that team. I've been asking around my group of friends of like, who do you want to see? A lot of them had said Milwaukee. There's no way I'm rooting for a Wisconsin team. Not a chance. Nope. Not a chance in hell. So Clippers, I can't root for an LA team either. Paul George doesn't do it for me. The Hawks are okay. Trae Young, he's got a weird set of hair on his head. Is that what you say? I don't know about that. I'm a bad hair guy. I can say that. So, the Suns. I like Devin Booker. Ayton, like, that game was awesome last night, the end of that game, with the alley-oop tip dunk. I like the Suns and four guy, the guy who beat up the Nuggets fan in the stadium. Yeah. Did you see him? That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
So I think I'm kind of pulling for the Suns. Is that... I don't have a real connection to them, but yeah, Suns and four. Yeah. How about
that'd
you?
Be my pick. No, same. That'd be my pick out of the last four. And yeah, Booker's fun. Chris Paul isn't fun, but he deserves a title. I mean, he's pretty awesome. If he ever gets over COVID, apparently.
Yeah, I think Chris Paul seems like an asshole, but he probably deserves it. I've never really loved Chris Paul, but he's good. He's good. Cameron Payne. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Where was all this?
Where did the
Bulls?
Yeah. Yeah, that actually makes Garpax look like they knew what they were looking at in a way. That's which I kind of hate. I kind of hate they saw something in him, and I always thought that guy is such hot trash. What are you talking about? But he's been amazing.
He's been amazing, but weird final four teams of NBA.
Very.
That's I think I made the joke like the NBA is like if it somehow is like Milwaukee and Phoenix in the finals, they'll just cancel it, the NBA. But I guess the ratings for last night's game was like through the roof. Like they were incredible TV ratings. So apparently it's not a thing this year. Maybe casual fans just want to see something different other than LeBron and Steph Curry. Maybe so.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you just hide the finals on True TV like they do some of the NCAA tourney? It's possible. It's real possible. Dan, I have a question for you. Any ghost updates in your house?
No, not really, actually. I actually do have an update. I think I figured out the light situation. May not be goats. Goats? Ah. It's definitely not goats. It's definitely not. The hams are slapping. It's definitely not goats, but still might be ghosts. I found another light switch that's somehow on another floor that seems to trigger the lights as well. Mm-hmm. So I may have been hard on the ghosts on that one, but definitely didn't explain how bright they were. I don't know. I think their ghosts are still involved, but I think I figured out those particular lights here and there. Jordan Doink still claims to hear ghosts every once in a while. Oh, a few nights ago. She was working kind of late and kept asking me if I heard like a clicking sound, like a click, click, click. And I listened. I couldn't hear it. She could hear it, but I couldn't. So maybe that's her ghost. Maybe she's a personal ghost. I don't know. That'd be pretty cool. I think it'd like run errands for her or something. I don't know, like a personal assistant. But not really.
Maybe to pick up the dry cleaning, you know. Maybe blow somebody in the shower, right? Isn't that where some of this started in your haunted house?
Yeah, I think so. Other than that, no. I think we're pretty good. Yeah. Thanks for asking. How are the ghosts for you? I don't ever ask you.
No, I don't have any in this particular house, as mentioned in previous episodes. In my prior home, there definitely was a lot of weird shit. So thanks a lot, new house, for being boring. However, we are very close to where a tornado hit. That was weird. If you want to contribute, listeners, if you care about your fellow man, go to Naperville's website. There's a lot of things you can do to help people that are displaced from their homes. A lot of damage in the western suburbs of Chicago. That was insane. You weren't too far from it either there in Downers, but holy fuck. I was way too casual on Sunday night getting my kids to the basement, and I feel very fortunate that that it was half a mile down the road, if you will.
Yeah, same. It was very close to us as well. We had a tree go down on the street right next to ours. I could see it out of my bedroom window. Exact same. Like, it really made us reassess our evacuation. No, not our evacuation, our cover situation for ourselves, because it took us way too long to get to the basement. By the time we got to the basement, it was over. Like, if we were in real danger, we were in trouble. Some of the footage of some of the homes in Naperville that are just gone was really shocking, and I feel horrible for those people. But yeah, I'm with you. It was a very with three kids, it's caused us to reassess how we our escape plan, not just for that but for fires and shit. And we're like, oh my god, we need to get our shit together, because that was way too slow. Sorry, the burp was maybe inappropriate for that, but same. How long did you hang in your basement?
Not long enough, as it turns out, but no, I think Yeah, we went upstairs after midnight. It was fine. And then I started jumping on Twitter and I'm like, holy fuck. That was like literally across 75th. That was so weird. It didn't feel like it was that close, but it was. And man, tornadoes, it's so fucked up, right? It's like we get them every once in a while here in Illinois during the spring and summer. And it's like the reverse lottery, right? It's like just, okay, you're fucked for whatever reason, right? But your next door neighbor may be perfectly fine. It's like just the most random act of I'm going to fuck up your life and then everybody else is fine. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, growing up in central Illinois, it felt like a more common thing. It feels like it around here in the Chicago suburbs, it feels so rare. I mean, I feel like I would see maybe at least one tornado a year living in central Illinois. But you'd see it in the distance. It'd be in a cornfield. You're just like, ah, all right, we're good. We're all good. But yeah, you're right. I mean, just like random homes just picked off in this, not that this is the same thing, but we had just like random loose shit in our backyard that I was expecting to be like blown over, gone, nothing. It was all in the same place the next morning. And there's a fucking giant tree that's probably been there like 80 years almost on my block that's just completely blown over. Like, that makes no sense at all. So it's scary stuff, and I feel horrible for the people who lost their homes. I mean, it's fucking awful, but it does seem like the community's rallying around them to help them out.
Yep, it's been really good. Yeah, and if you want to get involved, like I said, go to the City of Naperville website. It doesn't just assist or send you to assist Naperville, but all of the western suburbs people that have been affected, I recommend doing so. Shout out to, there's no way to segue from that with anything great, but shout out to Phil. He led the intro with his amazing appearance on Sirius XM on Jim Miller's Moving the Chains show. Shout out to Phil from Indiana, our very own. Fantastic. Thank you for recommending to all of Jim Miller's listeners the Zero Doinks podcast. That was fantastic. Did you hear it live, or is it going to be the first time in your ears when you hear the intro to this episode, Dan?
I've heard I think I heard a recording of it. I think I've heard what you're going to play previous to now, and it was awesome. Thank you, Phil. You're one of the OGs. You're a Zero Doinks OG.
He is. He absolutely is. Also, shout out to Coach Cuse, who gives a lot of the music that you hear each episode, but he, Rick Fieldsman, and I put together a fair amount of music that you are going to hear in future episodes leading into and during this upcoming Super Bowl season that the Bears are going to experience. Dan Doinks couldn't make it, so we missed your lyrical stylings. We missed your pelvic thrusts. We missed you in general, but you are going to be in for a lot of treats, both you and our audience. One last shout out, Darren in Ireland. I think we're going to end the show at least partially. He won a fuck ton of euros in a radio. I think he won like 10,000 euros in a radio contest in Ireland. Our eggs are on fire right now, so to speak.
Absolute on fire. What's the U.S. conversion on something like that?
Didn't he say like 12,000 bucks? Something like that.
Wow, that's fucking awesome. I don't know the details of what he had to do to win that. Just like caller 69 into a show or something. Is that it? Do we know those details?
Well, they called him, so yeah, he must have like submitted his info. I don't know,
oh,
right? Yeah,
all right.
And
that's
he seemed
awesome.
Unbelievably casual, as you'll hear in the outro. But okay. His wife, if you hear screaming, it is his wife. She went nuts. But Darren's like, he probably already had some wall whiskey, and he was just chilling.
Shout out Darren and Carmen DeFalco for the wall whiskey. That's awesome. No, that's odd. The eggs are on fire right now. Absolute fire. And I'm happy to be a part of it. Watching from the outside.
That's right. It's fantastic. The Bears are on fire this offseason. The Bears have won the NFC North this offseason. Fuck you, Vikings. And we're looking forward to our next episode, which will be probably around training camp time. It's going to be red hot unless we've got something to talk about before. Dan, this has been a pleasure. It's great to get back in the saddle with you, buddy.
Yep, good to get back in the saddle with you, my friend. I love you. Maybe we should get, maybe we'll squeeze in one more before training camp. I feel like we can do that.
July, I think that's appropriate.
July, sometime in July. That's a promise. Sometime in July, we'll get it going.
That's a promise, listeners. Maybe even, I was going to say live from your house. Probably not live, but recorded from your house. I think we talked about that before.
Let's need to do that. Yeah. I can show you the ghosts. Yeah. And goats. Both of them.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. Dan, I love you too. Thank you, listeners. We love you more. Zerdarks, go Bears.
Go Bears. Fuck you, Aaron Rodgers.
Fauci, ouchie.
Serving up a hot skillet filled with conversation.
Graham.
It is Phil from Indiana.
This week we've been giving you a chance to win €10,000 with News Talk's 10K payday. We have had thousands upon thousands of entries since Monday. There can only be one winner though of the €10,000. Let's give them a call.
Hello.
Hello, is that Darren?
Yes, it is.
Darren, it's Kieran Cuddihy here from News Talk.
How you doing, Kieran? How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good, good, good.
You're about to be better, Darren.
Go away.
You're 10 grand richer.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's
true. Man, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, 10 grand.
He dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white and red.
And before you guys let me go, would you allow me to throw out a very awesome podcast for my fellow Bears fans to listen to?
What do you got?
Sure, go right ahead.
Bears fans, if you want to look for the best podcast out there, whether you use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search Zero Doinks, Bill and Dan, funniest guys around. Every episode will put a smile on your face.
I'm sure Bears fans will find it, Phil. So appreciate the phone call.